for you here tonight. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. Utah, baseball season is here. Buckos open tomorrow. I know you're going to be there, and I'm hoping it's going to be a warmer day.
Yeah, I'm hoping as well, and I'm hoping for a brighter season this year as well. So.
I think you're going to be entertained. I think you're going to be happy with what you see. So,
looking forward to it.
I'm predicting a winning season. In fact, I have a Ruth's Chris steak based on the Pirates having a winning season this year.
Yeah, I went with 85 games, so we'll see.
Good. So, well, it all starts here, and we got some great stuff for you here tonight. We've got a lot of great stuff going on, too, as we've turned the calendar to April now. And coming up here, we're going to be visiting with our friend John Vento, who is currently in a project with Mr. Dave Granati of the Granati Brothers. And so we're going to have a little visit and find out what the Granati Brothers are up to. We're going to find out what John's up to. And, of course, John's part and the Granati Brothers are part of a very special event, Remembering Ronnie Beidle, coming up at Jurgles this month. So we're going to be visiting with them and hear some music from the new Vento project and the Granati Brothers themselves. And, hey, we got to tell you about a very special event that is coming up literally next weekend already. It is our April Rock Done Right Tour. And this is also a very, very special event, too, Utah Music for Healing and Mobility. It's going to be a benefit for Mr. John Sopko, who was injured in an accident a few years ago, back in 2015, but is paralyzed. And it's going to be a great night of music, a great benefit, and that's what we love to have this Rock Done Right Tour sponsorship be a part of, is to celebrate music and to celebrate people.
Yeah, and John has been able to rehabilitate himself considerably after that accident. And he's met the qualifications to be able to drive again. So this money is going to help outfit a van and for him so that he can operate it and have some transportation again. So it's going to be a great event. Like you said, teaming up with our friend Brian Dresky again, Dresky Entertainment, and we've got some great music and just your typical, you know, benefit to try and help somebody out in the area, which is a lot of what Rock Done Right is all about.
Absolutely. Going to be a great night of acoustic music. The Noble Hops Band will be there. And, boy, saw you guys. That was my first opportunity to see you guys with Jennifer Lynn Baker added in the mix. And what a great show. You guys played on the rocks down at Hardwood Cafe on Route 8 in Butler. Great little facility, great food. And I'm sure I hope they have you back, too, because they've got a nice little facility down there. You guys did just a killer show. I mean, you had that entire place just bopping and paying attention to the music, which was cool to see.
That's good. It was a lot of fun, and we appreciate, Hardwood on the Rocks for having us out.
Also, Bridgewater Station will be there, and I know they'll do a lot of great classic stuff, too. Yep. And Good Brother Earl will be there. And you're having a comedian, too, as part of the show.
Yeah, British comedian Sally Chopping will be there. So there's a lot going on, and it's just from 6 to 10. So, just come on down and hang out.
Saturday, April 7th, it's in the main ballroom of the Comfort Inn. It's very easy to get to. It's in the RIDC Park, right off Route 28 toward Blahnox. And you can get your tickets at DruskyEntertainment.com. You get them pre-sale if you'd like, or show up that night and support the cause.
Yeah, I believe that's exit 10 right there on Route 28, so right there.
Yeah. Can't miss it. It's very easy. And I know they're going to have some baskets up for auction, too. There's going to be a lot of different side fundraisers to help John out as well. So just come down and celebrate the evening. It'll be a great time. Well, let's get to some music here before we sit down with Dave and John here this evening. And I have a feeling some HBB are coming our way, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I want to send a Highland Brothers band out to the love of my life, Don, a little song called Hey You. So this is for you, Don.
All right. And we'll follow that up with a little teaser to what we're going to be talking about with John and Dave. We're going to spin you some classic Wild Cherry and their huge hit that did a lot of things, made them a success, and also helped to make the Granati Brothers a success. And we'll explain that coming up as we continue our grassroots show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Hey you, Hey you. Hey you. Hey you. I'll be there. I'll be there on a sunny day. I'll be there. I'll be there on a sunny day. I'll be there. I'll be there on a sunny day. Time is of the king. Death is always near. There's no need to fear. Time will guide you there. Hey you. Hey you. Hey you. Hey you. Hey you. I'll be there. Hey you.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight, the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this particular segment, brought to you by our longest-running sponsor and home for Pirate Baseball now, because that's the place you'll have to go to see Utah and have a Man Can special. And we're talking about the Rainbow Inn in Freeport. And the Pirates on their way to, probably winning the division, winning 99 games this year. Right, Utah?
As long as they win tomorrow, because I'll be down there tomorrow. So that's all that matters.
All right. The opening day, that's
then
right.
Win after that, win after that. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, we're not fooling with you today, kids. We're going right to the cream of the crop here today on the Grassroots Show. We've got a great show lined up for you. And by the way, happy Easter to everyone. And just keep an eye on your back, because I'm sure somebody's going to try to fool you today. When was the last time April Fool's Day fell on Easter? That's kind of funny. But
it's also Cheap Trick Day in Illinois. Just so you know.
Oh, is it really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, we should have played some Cheap Trick to open up the show. You just heard from Wild Cherry, and there's some method to our madness here. We want to welcome our longtime friend, Mr. John Vento, back to the Grassroots Show here tonight. John, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
And you brought a friend in, and I think a lot of people might recognize this guy, because I remember seeing him play many, many years ago at the old Ribbit here in Butler, and that probably got some people to go, "Whoa, I remember the Ribbit." Dave Gernotti's in the studio with us. Dave, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good to be back in Butt Town.
Yeah. It's been a kind of full circle for you here. And literally, as we talk about Wild Cherry and Mr. Ronnie Beidle. John, obviously, we lost Ron recently.
Yep.
And a very special event coming up at Jurgles here in the month of April to remember Ron.
Yep, April 15th. We have a full day of music at Jurgles, and it's a benefit for Band Together Pittsburgh. We've talked about that in the past,
yes.
Our organization that supports music programs for autistic kids. And The big announcement is from April 15th on, when we have our drum circles with Jim Donovan and our other drumming programs, they will be called the Ron Beidle Memorial drum programs for autistic kids.
Very, very cool.
We're thrilled, and his family is working hard to make this a wonderful tribute. And the lineup of musicians is phenomenal. They're coming out of the woodwork because, you know, everybody loved Ronnie. David will talk about that. And he was such a humble guy. No ego, just great talent. And, of course, a number one hit record with Wild Cherry.
How about that? And he was very instrumental in that record even happening.
And I got news for you. He was instrumental in starting the Needs Hotel Band.
How about that?
Because it was just a recording project.
Yeah.
And Ronnie was the drummer in the sessions, and he came to me after two records and said, "Let me get you some real musicians to play this stuff live." And when Ronnie calls Tim Hadley, for example, who's a great guitar player, He said to me many times, he said, "I've played before with you. I wasn't real interested in another band with John Vento, but with Ron Beidle on drums, I was in." So, that's a true story.
How about that? Oh, great stuff. And and Grassy Awards later, here they are. Speaking of awards, the Granati brothers are literally legends here in Western Pennsylvania, without question. You guys have made a lot of great music over the years. And actually, ironically, when you go back to the days of Wild Cherry, you guys have a great connection to that, don't you, Dave?
Yes, we just started, and there was a place called the Aquanaut. I don't know if you're familiar. It was still, the drinking age was still 18 in Ohio and West Virginia. So there was like a wealth of gigs down there, lots of fun. And they had a commitment to play there, and then the records started taking off. They had to go to Philadelphia. But to honor their date, they called the club and said, "Hey, if you could have a PA and equipment provided, we'll fly in and do the show." So the owner called us up and said, "Hey, can you guys come and..." So basically, yeah, they used our gear. That's how we met them.
Okay.
They came in, they were cold as hell, and, you know, obviously, there was talk about a buzz because the record was coming up. You could tell it was going to be a hit.
Yeah.
And that's how we met. And about a month or two later, they played Westview Park. And that was like their big first big headlining show since the record was a hit.
Okay.
I think it was the record crowd for that place, which is amazing because, you know, the Stones played there. And I think the Animals, I would say, you know, a lot of people played there.
Yeah.
And so they invited us to do that show, which we were a young band. I was 17. I was still in high school.
Yeah.
Having lots of fun. being an adult without adult. Yeah, adult privileges without adult, you know.
Yeah, no supervision there,
yeah, right?
and what a moment for you guys to be, you know, among that. I mean, just the timing of the circumstance, incredible.
Yeah, plus it was on the radio every day. They said our name like 10 times. It wasn't B94. It was a PEZ before them.
Okay.
Yeah.
B-E-Z.
We're showing our age here, buddy. But, yeah, I was still in high school and signing autographs and stuff. Didn't suck.
Yeah. The days of YDD.
Yeah, how about it? And it was all because they were kind enough.
Yeah.
And, you know,
their commitment, yeah.
Yep, and then to invite us to do that show, and we did great that day. And so, man, they were just killer.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Ronnie. A lot of great things. I mean, Parisi obviously speaks for himself, but Ronnie's backbeat's what carried that band.
Yeah.
It was like when the Beatles come out, John Lennon's acoustic guitar drove all those songs. Same thing, Ronnie's backbeat, man.
Yeah. That's cool. And you look like you always having fun back there, too. I mean, John, you could probably vouch for that, you know.
Ronnie, good-looking dude. Ronnie, he had fun. Yeah.
He was the only good-looking guy in Wild Cherry. If you look at our poster with some of the old photos from his Wild Cherry days.
Yeah. Right. I think the Needs Hotel band, too. He was a good-looking guy.
He was the best-looking dude in the Needs Hotel band, that's for sure.
Should have been the front man, huh?
I think Brian Bassett's kind of handsome. I mean, he's got the wrong plumbing for me because...
Yeah, you know, he's
I like women. Yeah. Call me old school, baby.
but
Brian's going to be on the show.
Yeah, Brian's coming in.
How about that?
Yep.
So
he's going to be playing with the Grenati Brothers.
Great guy, great guitar player. We're going to do Layla together.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Gosh, I got a high school banquet that night. I'm so bummed.
And Donnie Iris will be with. Will be also with the Grenati.
No, Donnie Iris. Donnie played with Donnie at the Italian Festival last summer.
Yeah,
and I sure hope you guys are going to do it again this year. I haven't heard.
I think it's going to become a staple. So, yeah, they went over pretty well.
Yeah,
so
it was a natural.
Yeah. Well, then speaking of you guys, I mean, we're talking about, you know, how many years ago that this was happening, and you were just getting your start, and you guys have had a little bit of a resurgence. You've been playing a lot more.
Yeah, my brother Joey had an illness for a while, which, thank God, he's just about back to go, so we couldn't play out. It's unfortunate. We had just finished a new record, so we're going to be doing a series of concerts to promote that.
Cool.
In fact, I think we have a song or two from that we're going to play.
Yeah, we're going to tease that here coming
up. Man.
Oh, yeah. You guys have been, I mean, I say legends here in Western Pennsylvania because when you say, you know, the Grenati Brothers, I mean, I can't imagine there's anybody in the listening audience that is not under the age of 30 that could say, I haven't seen the Grenati Brothers.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
it's just one of the staples that you came to know here in Western Pennsylvania.
Well, when we came in, we were talking about all the gigs we used to do in Butler.
Yeah.
And it's like that in every part of Pittsburgh. It's like, I've been everywhere, man.
How did you guys get started as a family? I mean, was there music in the family?
Yeah, several generations.
Yeah,
it goes way back. And we did, instead of handing down clothes, because I'm the youngest, we handed down music and information. So Hermie was like the jazz improv guy, stayed up all night, you know, the older Baker brother.
Yeah.
And Joey was classically trained, so he passed down all his musical information, you know, the modes, all the great classics. So therefore, I could play Chopin and do all that kind of stuff on the guitar. So it wasn't like we one day say, hey, we should have a band. We were basically born to be a band.
Yeah.
In fact, the four of us watched the Ed Sullivan Show together the first time they were on. And as far as I know, we're the only band in the world that watched the Beatles all together.
Wow.
So Yeah, that's how it started.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I've been starving ever since.
And we just talked about a story this week of how many billions the music industry is making. You know, isn't that amazing? The artists are all starving. Well, it's going to be a great day. Sunday, April 15th, John, 2 to 8. And I would advise you to get your tickets in advance because this puppy's going to sell.
We've already sold over 300 tickets.
Wow. Phenomenal.
So the ticket link is on, I guess the fastest way would be on the Needs Hotel Band website or Jurgles website. And it does benefit Band Together Pittsburgh. So it is a charity event.
All right, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Let's get into some of that music. We're going to play a couple songs here from the Granati Brothers. One's called "The Show," which is that going to? Did you say it's going to be the title track?
That is the title track, yes, sir.
Yeah, let's give that a listen here on the Grassroots Show tonight as we visit with John Vento and Dave Granati on the Rock Station 97.7 FM.
Come on.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget our show streams at 977rocks.com and is archived for future playback, and you can pull up shows from many moons past as well. If you hear some tunes that you like, and I'm sure this is one that you're going to want to play back multiple times in the week ahead. So you can do that all at 977rocks.com. Visiting with John Vento and Dave Granati, who are, well, I guess you could say in a new project that we'll be talking about, but obviously getting you set for Sunday, April 15th as well. The Beat Goes On, remembering Ron Beidle, and that'll be at Jurgles. What a great day of music, and the stars that are going to be there. The Granati brothers will be there, Donnie Iris, the Neats Hotel Band, obviously, Brian Bassett. I mean, just an amazing
Jeff
list.
Jimerson.
Yeah, Jeff. Probably have to have him sing the national anthem to start the show. You know? just a lot of great musicians to celebrate the life of Ron. Kind of setting the stage for the progression of the Ron Beidle Memorial Drumming Program. Yep. And then, of course, Band Together Pittsburgh. And refresh the memory for our listeners, John, about Band Together Pittsburgh.
Well, Band Together Pittsburgh was formed a few years ago, and a big driving force behind that is Ronnie Moondog Esser. And in a nutshell, we create, support, mentor young musicians on the autistic spectrum through music. We have a band called Spectrum, which you may have heard of.
Yeah, we've played them here.
They're doing really well. We want. We also have other musicians that are going to be part of the program. We have drum circles for autistic kids. We have on April 30th, I believe, an open stage for autistic musicians at Steamworks Creative on Route 8 in Allison Park. So we are really getting aggressive with our programming to bring music to folks that maybe otherwise wouldn't have an opportunity regardless of skill level.
Incredible.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And by the way, kind of got carried away here, but wanted to bring up Steamworks Creative. Congratulations on that venture. It is a growing entity right now, but a place. Utah's played it.
Utah was there on Tuesday, last Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's a small, intimate venue, and it really is a listening room. We clearly put it on the website, and when you come in, we make it very clear you're there to listen. It's BYOB. But when the artist is performing, there's no phones, there's no noise, there's no conversation. Utah, I don't know how he felt about it. I heard him. He was fabulous with Rob and his songs. What's amazing is I'm hearing artists perform songs thinking it's the first time when they've played them before in bars at gigs.
Yeah.
But it isn't the same experience.
Yeah, I would hear the lyrics. That. Yeah, in a bar, everybody's just talking right over you. That's why I don't even like playing my songs out in a bar. So it's a neat venue.
Yeah,
it's
thank you.
Good job.
Yeah, I would imagine, Dave, you guys as performers have seen an interesting time from years ago when you were playing with Wild Cherry to today with the technology out there. It's got to drive a musician nuts when people are sitting there, probably you're staring at the back of a head and you can see the reflection of their screens.
Exactly, yeah. The attention span has become way, way shorter. You tell with videos, there's an edit every 3 seconds, where before you would see whole scenes. And remember, you used to be able to go to a concert and see a drum solo. Or each performer would do a solo.
Right.
You rarely see that anymore because people don't pay attention.
And it's a shame. Yeah. It's I think we're losing a lot by not listening, you know. And so to have experiences like this, you know, an opportunity to see musicians of this note and caliber in one setting, or to go down in an intimate setting like Steamworks Creative has to offer. You know, people need to, I think, just stop with what's going on in their brains and slow down. And
well, here's the good news. Let me be an optimist. Young people are getting more and more into vinyl.
Yeah.
With vinyl, you have to listen.
Yeah.
Because something happens at the end of that. And I'm hopeful that the concept of actually, we called it an album because it was a collection of art, right?
Yes.
Just like a photo album is a collection of photos. I'm hopeful that maybe we'll see the return of a body of work called an album. Because, you know, the vinyl sales are being driven by young people. To me, it's inconvenient and a pain in the butt, you know, but young people are buying vinyl.
And that shows you a lot of what, you know, I mean, young people will find music. I mean, why have we all found it when we were at a young age?
Yep.
And it's interesting to note, CD sales and vinyl sales this past year were more than stream sales, which is pretty impressive to say, because everything in the market is down a little bit, even though they're making money.
Right.
But that was a note that came out today, as a matter of fact, that we were reading the story.
It's encouraging.
On that. That is. And I think that shows you. I mean, obviously, it's $35, $40 for a piece of vinyl. It's going to help the price, but people are buying it.
Is that what an album costs?
Yeah. And the kids are buying them. The kids are buying them up. So I don't know.
That's
the Granati Brothers putting their material out on vinyl, maybe.
Yeah, we probably will do.
That's awesome.
But it's funny, though. A lot of the young people come into the studio and like, oh, man, vinyl's so much better. Analog so much better. There's a lot about it that's great, but there's a lot about it that was a real big pain in the ass. Did you remember cutting and pasting for real?
Oh, yeah.
So digital's pretty cool, too, guys.
Yeah. Trust me, 30-plus years of radio, putting a commercial together is a hell of a lot easier now.
Or just simply backing up your stuff back in the analog days.
Right.
If you wanted to back up your 24-track project, you had to buy another roll of tape. And the studio had to have two 24-track machines, and these are like $60,000-$70,000 machines. A very expensive habit.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about the Granati Brothers album here as we get ready, and then we're going to talk about what you have going on with John. But how long of a process has it been, and when will this material be out for everybody to grab onto?
Yeah, we did this time. We used a producer, a longtime friend, Jimmy Hoyson. Originally from here, went out to L.A. He's a Grammy winner. Worked with everybody. Worked on American Idiot.
Okay.
Along with a bunch. He's back like so many people from this area. His mother and his brother had passed away, so he's helping take care of his nephew and looking after his mother. So with the technology, that's the upside of digital, he's able to still do a lot of work here, a lot of Pro Tools, and he flies out every couple weeks to L.A. or wherever. Mm-hmm. He was in town, and we were like, man, let's do a record. And so we did it at my place, which, speaking of analog and digital, I like to, instead of having the big debate, what's better, why not do both?
Hey, there you go.
I have a Gibson Les Paul and a Fender Strat. I have PC and Mac.
Nice.
The only thing I haven't done is men and women. I still like women. I'm sorry. Guys, I'm really old-fashioned. I love women. But, we did it. It was great. Just really locked in. This is the first time I've personally worked with a producer in years. I could be a guitar hero again. I didn't have to worry about punching in.
Right.
Sure, you do that. Just I'm really, really happy with the way it turned out.
Well, and that's a big step. I mean, because you guys are well-versed in this, and you could say, hey, we could do this ourselves, but to step outside of the box and put it into somebody else's hands.
Yeah. It's always good to have another ear. I mean, Paul McCartney a couple years ago chose to do a record with a producer.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
That other ear is big, I think. I really do. When you open that up to somebody good with a good ear, I think you're just making your project better.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Plus, I learned a ton about Pro Tools. he's one of the best. He actually worked for Capitol. And Capitol did a really smart thing at the beginning of the Pro Tools era. They took their best engineers and paid for them to go learn directly from Pro Tools. And these are guys that are on the field testing things. I mean, he's been there since the beginning. So I learned, it was like going to college. So that's, I mean, that was worth the producer's sure. fee alone.
Oh, yeah. yeah. No doubt about it. So when's it hit the street?
We actually did release it, and then my brother Joey got sick. So we just kind of like put everything kind of on neutral. But watch out, baby.
Yeah. We're getting ready. So you're going to do some shows to promote it?
We got shows coming.
Awesome.
You know, we're actually going to be shooting a documentary film.
Oh, cool.
Which I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah.
But it'll be in June.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll have to come back and chat when it's officially released then.
My man.
All right. Well, John, tell us about the collaboration you are doing with Dave, and you've got some other friends that are helping out.
Well, it's always dangerous when you bring two Italians together, but we basically get along most of the time.
You have a plate of spaghetti before you do everything?
Well, there's a lot of that involved. I'll let Dave tell you the story of how we met. I didn't even know David 2 years ago. I knew of him, of course, but I did not know him. But I'll let him tell you the story.
We do a big show for another great drummer, Sonny Pugar. It's called the Sonny Pugar Memorial Rhythms of Life Show at the Meadows. We've done for years. And I'm part of the board, and I'm also, we rehearse at my studio every year.
Okay.
So Annie Pugar says, hey, John Vento's coming, but he might be a little bit late. So we talked on the phone. He said, I'm driving from New York. He said, I'll try to be there by 7. I'm like, well, don't worry, man. We got other people. So, of course, I get that many names in my studio. It's a great promotion. So There's homemade wine, there's supersat, there's cheese and olives, and I lay it out, man.
Yeah.
So John comes in, and he called. He said, yeah, I'll be there. So he comes in a couple of minutes after 7, and I said, hey, man, we got a few minutes. Why don't you grab something to eat? He was like, oh, man, I didn't get to eat. So he went over, and he was like, oh, geez, this is so good. It's just homemade wine. So while he's doing that, I turned around and grabbed one of my business cards and set it on the console. Meanwhile, he's like 5 feet away from me. He turned around, hey, man, you have a card. Thought you'd never ask. I could see his wheels turn like, man, I should record here. We've been together ever since.
That's awesome.
That's true. That is 100% true. So, you know, food is a big part of our Italian lifestyle. Music is right there with it, and art, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did have an instant connection, and we're into our second year on this project, and it's a design build project. So unlike many bands, right, where you better go into the studio prepared, mm-hmm. we are the exact opposite. Between David and our primary, I'll say primary songwriter, co-writer, Bert Lobel, who's a wonderful lyricist and actually has contributed to many of the melodies. We have a foundation of a song, a chord progression, and David builds that foundation, guitar, bass, computer, drums. Then we start to layer in melodies and lyrics, which are the driving force of this, and then we fine-tune it. And about 7 months ago, we brought Shirley Ann Hawk on board as not just a background vocalist, but a real key element of the project. As a matter of fact, I've been attacked by many other female vocalists who want to be in on the action, and I've had to reject them all, even though they're wonderful and they're friends of mine, because it's David and me and Shirley and Hawk as the primary group. We've had Joffo Simmons on drums. We've had Bob Featherland in on drums.
Yeah.
Recently, Jules Granati, his very talented young nephew, on percussion and drums. Beyond that, It's Dave playing everything.
Yeah, we did that. We brought Willie Try in.
Oh, Willie Try at Harvard.
He killed it. If you haven't seen Will, you got Thursday nights.
Yeah, Willie on
Mount Washington and Sloppy Joe's, man. Wow.
But that's basically, and it's a story. It started, I had some health problems last January, and shortly after that, my friend Bert Lobel came to visit. You know, I'm laying there 56 years old, alone, not woe is me, but, you know, wondering how in the hell did I end up here?
Yeah.
And Bert and I spent about 6 or 7 hours together with that visit. And the very next day he called me and he said, you know, I can really relate to what we were talking about. He's recently divorced. Mm-hmm. And he said, I think we have a bunch of songs out of that conversation.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
And we had songs started with Dave already, mm-hmm. never planning on an album or a cohesive message. But we reapproached those, and now the project is called Follow Your Heart, and every song is I hope people listen to it when it's done from beginning to end. Let me just say that. Yeah. It really is an album.
It's going to be an album.
It's going to be an album. Just,
that's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome. And it's going to go out. You're going to release it as John Vento?
Just John Vento, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, obviously, though, it's we were talking earlier, that word solo album, I hate that word. There's no such thing as a solo.
It does begin and end with this guy. This is a guy who gets things done.
Yeah.
And, man, we schedule stuff. We have a blast doing it. Of course, we eat.
We eat. We drink.
He got you here.
Yeah. So,
Oh, he's a great.
That's testament to that right there.
I put a video of him cooking, preparing a meal.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
His studio is like a gourmet kitchen, and he has nothing there. So, but the music is, and I want to say again, Bert Lobel has been just phenomenal with his songwriting. Mm. And I'll tell you what, we tweak. Am I right? I mean, we thought we were going to have some other songs for you today. But late last week, Bert called and said, no, those aren't where we want them.
Wow.
So
it's great that he comes in the studio. He's the antagonist. And he's just, he's not.
Bert is.
Yes, he's not the most tactful person.
Okay.
Right. But sometimes you need that tension.
Sure.
And
he creates it.
Yeah, he creates the tension. But he's actually, a lot of the points he makes, you're like, oh, man, I don't want to do that over. He's right. He's right.
Yeah.
Right. So, you're always right.
Dave's played some great guitar on it, and it's a very serious musical comp. It's unlike anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
I normally go in with the band. You do three or four takes and tweak it, and this.
Yeah.
This
is, it's great, though, but since we're doing basically one track at a time, it's very organic, and I'm using, speaking of the analog and digital, I have a collection of old guitars and amps. And old bikes and mic preamps. So it's very old school.
Cool.
On the way in.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get into the computer, then you take total advantage of cutting and pasting. And so it's a nice combination of time-honored and experimental and current. Yeah, a lot of it's you'll hear stuff in there that'll make you smile and remind you of, like, records.
Yeah.
Awesome. It's a record.
It's a record. What's that? Well, we'll be anxious to hear it. I'm not going to ask when it's going to be done. Let it be done when the process is done.
You know, the Pope went to Michelangelo and said, when is the Sistine Chapel going to be done? And Michelangelo said, when it's done.
When I'm finished.
That's our schedule.
Good.
We're hoping really late summer, early fall.
Okay.
Because I liked what David said. Tell him your line about the project.
Well, so if we don't finish this project soon, we're going to be in the projects.
Right, we'll be.
But I'm thinking that I'm going to get a hold of Bert slyly and say, keep writing, because at this pace, I'll be able to retire and go to the south of Italy pretty soon. Keep John in the studio. He's my best client by far. I know he's become a dear friend. We've had spaghetti at the house on Sundays, and that's as intimate as it gets in the Granati world.
That's awesome,
man. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Beautiful.
Well, a lot going on. Best of luck with the show on the 15th.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Also, you have the Blues Fest coming up in July, we'll have you back
July
on.
July 21st and 22nd.
Ron Moondog. Hi, this is Moondog.
And the Grassroots. Band Jam. You'll be at the coming up. Jam.
That's right. So, going to be a lot going on.
I was a little worried, but we're going to be there.
And we'll look forward to, we'll pass the dates along for the Granati Brothers, too, when you do the CD releases. And, and promote that. And we'll be anxious to hear the John Vento project as well. Just it sounds like a lot of great music.
Yep.
So
we're going to share a couple tracks with you, a little sneak peek.
Yeah, give us a little insight into the couple songs here.
Well, we got two of them. One is called Humble Way, and basically, as the title says, it's looking in the mirror and finding a way to change in order to develop relationships and maybe find love along the way. And the other is that Only Love Stays Alive, which is just a classic rock song. With really beautiful lyrics, and Cheryl Ann Hawk.
Cheryl Ann kills it. You guys will love her.
Awesome. So,
plus, she has a little bit of a West Virginia twang in her voice because she's from the hills. She say humble in the humble way. Love her to death.
Awesome. John Vento, Dave Granati, thanks for coming in and sharing your music
here
tonight.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Of course, we heard earlier the show, and I'm Not Sorry from the Granatis, and now it's John Vento with everybody else in the studio with him, and we'll be anxious to hear the end result, too. You're listening to The Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7.
stole me. High times with the dope, down King Kong crazy. My dead end game. Go talk about lust without me. You're still blinded by our broken light. Oh, turn around, oh, turn around, lady. Only love stays alive. Only love stays alive. Guarantee he was just your pony. You had a fine time on the long jeep. That's touche, baby. We share the pain. Kept hope alive. Took a bite of humble pie. Man in black on a TV show. Surrender sweet baritone. From his heart it did the time. Learned to love. So rich, the taste of crow.
dynamite. My fireball made no sound as it tumbled to the ground. On the Phoenix burned by the sun, the rise of another.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Be sure to catch the Allegheny Showcase number 1 at the Oaks this Friday, April 6th at 7 p.m. That's down in Oakmont. Starring the Dirty Charms with special guests, the EK Band, 13 Saints, and the Red Lines. Tickets are $10 online at ilovesupermonkey.com/tickets. Be sure to catch the next Steamworks session every Tuesday with Mary Lou Scherter. That's at Steamworks Creative on Route 8 in Gibsonia from 7:30 to 10 o'clock. It's a BYOB listening session. Also, an acoustic evening with Joe Grishecki is on that schedule coming up on Saturday, April 14th. Catch more information at steamworkscreative.com for ticket information and other great events. Also, catch Washboard Tony at the Southside Elks in Butler on Friday, April 13th. Gets underway at 8 p.m. And the special The Beat Goes On, Remembering Ron Beidle. Sunday, April 15th from 2 to 8 p.m. at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill in Warrendale. And a whole bunch of great performances that night, with the proceeds benefiting Band Together Pittsburgh and the new Ron Beidle Memorial Drumming Program for Kids on the Spectrum. Tickets are $15 in advance, available at jurgles.com. Performances by Donnie Iris, Brian Bassett, the Granati Brothers, Jeff Jimerson, the Needs Hotel Band, also Three Car Garage and more. Check out the great schedule of information at jurgles.com. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, getting geared up for the next Rock Done Right tour stop here in April. as Shady Lady Productions and Dresky Entertainment present Music for Healing and Mobility next Saturday night, April 7th in Blonox. It's an evening of acoustic music from the Noble Hops Band, Bridgewater Station and Good Brother Earl, as well as the comedy of English comedian Sally Chopping. This benefits John Sopko, who was left paralyzed following an automobile accident in 2015. The event is coming up 6 to 10, again, Saturday, April 7th, next weekend, in the main ballroom of the Comfort Inn in the RIDC Park off Route 28. Come on by and enjoy a wonderful, great evening of music presented by Shady Lady Productions, Dresky Entertainment, and The Rock Station 97.7. The Rocks. You've known it as Rock Ann Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock Ann Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock Ann Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our local music show, Grassroots, the segment presented by P&W Construction. I want to thank Meat Locker Recording Studio as well here in Butler for presenting our first segment of the show tonight. And by the way, the band that is emerging out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio, a band called Meat Hook, have a brand new tune. We're going to be spinning it for you on next week's show, so tune in for that. You're going to love it. It is a rocker, and we'll just a little precursing tease there for you, so be sure to be tuning in next week. We're actually going to have an all-music show next week for you to kind of get us caught up on some music, and certainly hope you'll attend one of the events that we've talked about. You've got, well, next weekend a lot going on with the Allegheny Showcase that you heard at the Oaks and the Rock Down Right Tour, the Music for Mobility, Healing and Mobility to benefit John Sopko, our Rock Down Right tour stop for April. And, of course, that'll be mid-May. Our next Rock Down Right tour stop will come up at the American Legion in Lindora, the Robin's Home for Homeless Female Veterans. It's going to be a very special event up at the American Legion in Lindora. A lot going on. And, of course, the Ronnie Beidle Show, remembering Ron Beidle at Jurgles on Sunday the 15th. So going to be a great month of April for music here in Western Pennsylvania for sure.
Every month is a great month for music here in Western PA. That's what I believe. You can go out anywhere and catch just great local entertainment. Best value for your entertainment dollar. Go check it out.
Amen. Amen. Well, speaking of checking it out, when I was checking out your show at the Hardwood, you had many special guests who popped in to support the cause that night. And in true Noble Hops band fashion, they usually get invited up on stage if they have, you know, you got the guitar in the car? Good, go get it. Come on in. Mary Lou Schurter was there, and of course Cookie from the Dinner Bell Road band was there and jumped up and did some tunes with you.
Yeah, we have an open stage policy when we play out, so it's always a lot of fun. And I'll tell you what, it's probably the biggest compliment, at least for me, when you see your peers come out and listen to you and support you, and I just can't say enough about that. And so, you know, thank you, Cookie. Thank you, Mary Lou. And also, you know, thank everybody who came out. It was a really fun night. We had a lot of support and a lot of friends, and just it means the world to us. So thanks.
Well, and to pack the place, there was a lot going on that night. I know there were four or five different shows that you could have picked and choose from. And, you know,
hopefully you picked them all.
Yeah. You know, it's tough to stop at every one, but I'm hoping that everybody had a good turnout because there were a lot of tremendous shows.
Oh, there was.
And that just... it just tells you how good this scene is right now. So, folks, get out and see a show, and get out and see it soon. Why don't we do some Dinner Bell Road?
Yes, I agree. This is the title track off their new EP, Play Me a Song. And they were just guests on the show here a couple weeks back. You can check that episode out if you missed it, 977rocks.com.
All right, and we got one in the mail here this week. We want to play the band Wicked Earth, who have been around for quite some time. Mike Montani and his band, we thank them for getting in touch with us. And they have a new CD, a new EP out. With a handful of songs on it. We're going to play one song called Mind's Eye on it. Encourage you to check out these guys, Wicked Earth. They have a Facebook page, keep you up to date on stuff, and go out and catch a show. And tune in next week right here to the Grassroots Show. Every Sunday night, playing local music here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Chilling on a dirt road, warming my hand in my Chevy van. Dude on the radio singing about dying a happy man. Well, Well, I'm on Tulsa time. You know that ain't my style. I need a driving around song. I turn that radio down. The next fella singing about how his girl's lips taste like the fruity wine.
Sangria.
Well, any girl like that, man, she never been the queen of a double wine. Looking for a song of the south. Turn that knob again. Let down a window, maybe catch me a Seminole wind. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. You know I didn't want to hear it once. Please don't play it again. I got my convoy headed to the river. I feel like a rambling man. These songs I'm hearing today, they give me the summertime blues. I need a fiddle and a steel guitar, make me dance in my hillbilly shoes. Play me a song, whoa, play me a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Make me fall in love. There's dust on the bottle, I drink it down. Round a ring of fire in a party crowd. Whiskey bent, hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. A good run of bad luck trying to find a song. It's worth a day. Something in a shade of John Deere green for this hard-working man. And I'll shake the sugar tree, cause that's what I like to do. Or jump out of a tall, tall tree when I got better things to do. So play me a song. Oh, play me a song. Something that a redneck woman can relate to. A family tradition that we can sing to. A tune that'll show us all how to walk the line. Yeah, you can fix a drink and get drunk on a plane. For me, I prefer smoky mountain rain. And 18 wheels in the heartland rolling on. Play me a song. Oh, play me a song. But the next one, man, you gotta get it right. The country boys and girls drinking on the farm. So play us a song. We'll play us a song. Something that a good old boy can relate to. Sit right here and drink a beer too. Make me fall in love. There's dust on the bottle, I drink it down. Round a ring of fire and a party crowd. Whiskey bent, hellbound all summer long. Play me a song. Whoa, play me a song. Yeah, the race is on. Far away in the dust.
broadcasting from the Honda North studios. At Honda North, we've got Markdown Madness. Hurry in for a deal that won't bust your brackets or your budget with awesome lease deals on the new CRVs, HRVs, Pilots, and more. Don't wait. These March deals end April 2nd when the nets get cut down. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Station.